So we are reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 3rd chapter, text 47. Tatash cha shaurir bhagavat prachoditat sutang samadaya sa sutaka grahat yada bahir kantum yesha tarhi ojo ya yogamaya jane nanda jaya tatascha shauri bhagavat prachodita sutam samadaya sa sutika grahat yadabahir kantum yeshatar yaja yayoga maya jani nanda jaya ya All right. Ta-ta. Thereafter. Cha. Indeed. Shauri. Vasudeva. Bhagavat Prachodita. Being instructed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sutam. His son. Samadaya, carrying very carefully, sa, he, sutika grihat, from the maternity room, yada, when, bahi gantum, to go outside. Iesha, desired. Tarhi, exactly at that time. Aja, the transcendental energy, who also never takes birth. Ya, who? Yogamaya, is known as Yogamaya. Ajani took birth. Nandajaya from the wife of Nanda Maharaj. So translation. Thereafter, exactly when Vasudeva, being inspired by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, was about to take the newborn child from the delivery room, Yogamaya, the Lord's spiritual energy, took birth as the daughter of the wife of Maharaja Nanda. So, purport, by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur discusses that Krishna appeared simultaneously as the son of Devaki and as the son of Yashoda, along with the spiritual energy Yogamaya. As the son of Devaki, he first appeared as Vishnu, and because Vasudeva was not in the position of pure affection for Krishna, Vasudeva worshipped his son as Lord Vishnu. Yashoda, however, pleased her son Krishna without understanding his godhood. This is the difference between Krishna as the son of Yashoda and as the son of Devaki. This is explained by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur on the authority of Hari Vamsa. So again, the verse. Tatascha shaurir bhagavat prachodita sutam samadaya susuktika grahat yadabahir gantam yesha tariyaja Yogamaya Janinandajaya. So this is a very esoteric purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Because our common understanding that most people have is that Krishna appeared, or was born, as the case may be, in Mathura, and then he was brought to Braj by Vasudev. Remember, it's very important to pronounce these two words differently, Vasudev and Vasudev. Sometimes devotees confuse these two words. Vasudev refers to Krishna. Vasudev refers to the father of Krishna in Mathura, Vasudev, the husband of Devaki. So, anyway, so the common understanding is that Vasudev brought Krishna to Vrindavan and exchanged him with the girl who was born, because that's Yogamaya, who's being mentioned here, and then brought Yogamaya back. And of course, actually that's what happened. However, there's much more understanding or esoteric understanding given by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur that Srila Prabhupada hints at in this particular purport. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, as the great Acharya, is not simply speculating on this particular point. You know, many times we try to understand why does this Acharya come up with this particular, you know, esoteric understanding. The Acharyas, they always have some shastric reference to the points that they're making. It's not that they just, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Of course, he is a pure devotee, and pure devotees do have what Prabhupada described as what? A spiritual television. Pure devotees can tune in to any of the Lord's pastimes that they like, right? Can you imagine that? It would be nice to be a pure devotee. Instead of going and TikTok at night or something, or a mobile phone, you just tune in. Oh, tonight I'd like to see what? Lord Ramchandra's pastimes. Last night I watched Kurma Avatar. And tomorrow I'll watch Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan dancing with the gopis. That would be nice, wouldn't it? Think about it. Anyway.
That's what we're doing now.
That's what we're doing now. Well, you're absorbed. So anyway, so it would be nice just to have a little channel switch on our brain that we could switch like that and see. You know, not only see, but personally, you know, observe, taste, smell with all the senses, because the pure devotee can actually interact with all the different senses in Krishna's pastimes. So anyway, so Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, being a pure devotee, obviously he was able to give certain insights or understand certain things, but when he makes a point, he gives shastric reference. And his shastric reference, as mentioned by Srila Prabhupada in this purport, is the Harivamsa. Harivamsa is a bona fide Vedic literature. And in the Harivamsa, very interesting description, there's a description that excuse me, that Yashoda Mai and Devaki gave birth at the same time. Okay, it's mentioned the same time they gave birth. But here in the Bhagavatam, you have the statement that thereafter, Yashoda Mai gave birth to Yogamaya. So how to reconcile these two facts? And of course, that's called hermeneutics. One reconciles the two statements because we understand Shastra is perfect. And therefore, we have the ultimate standard of Shastra. You know, we have Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra. These are the checks and balances. And so we reconcile that by understanding that Yashoda Mai, and this is also described in the Harivamsa, that Yashoda Mai gave birth to two children. And the first child was Krishna. And that, well, I can't say that Krishna, and Krishna, forget about the word that. So Krishna was born or appeared at the same time as Vasudev Krishna in Mathura, exactly the same time. So there was Nandanandana, that's Krishna in Vrindavan, who appeared at the same time as Vasudev Krishna, exactly the same time. And then sometime after that, well, shortly after that, which is described in the verse we read today, then Yashodamai gave birth to the girl. So Krishna was actually born, appeared in Vrindavan, at least Nandananda appeared in Vrindavan. And this is also explained by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur very explicitly. And then at the same time, Vasudev Krishna. So anyway, so when Vasudev brought Vasudev Krishna to Vrindavan, then it's described that Vasudev Krishna merged, I hate to use that word, merged, but actually manifest himself,
amalgamated,
well, that means the same thing, merged and amalgamated, the same thing, amalgamated, merged, whatever, as into Nandanandana, Krishna, which is interesting. And so, it's quite an interesting point. But basically, as we were explaining yesterday, from the ontological viewpoint, there's only one God. And so how is it that this one God, and we gave many examples yesterday, of how one God appears in different guises or manifestations simultaneously in the same place and also simultaneously in different places doing different things. And yesterday, if you remember yesterday's class, we were talking about sometimes even the different manifestations of Krishna, the one God, Advaita Chuta, Anadir, Ananta Rupa Madhyam, Purana Purusham, Navayovanam Cha, is one God has apparent disagreements and even gets in fights with his different manifestations. And of course, there's the typical example I gave yesterday about Lord Nityananda and Advaitacharya fighting, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu beating up Advaitacharya because Advaitacharya was teaching this Yoga Vashishta philosophy. So this is inconceivable. Of course, that's the nature of God. So what does it mean? You know, janma karma chame devyam evam yeoveti tatvataha chakvadeham punar janma naitimam. What does it mean if one understands the transcendental nature of the Lord's appearance and activities, then he doesn't have to take birth again in this material world? Puna janma naiti mam eti sojana. So, but I'm just saying it's inconceivable. It's a chintya. So you can't understand. So one who understands, so my understanding, I don't understand. My understanding is that one who understands these things are transcendental and inconceivable, and the Lord can do anything, Krishna can do anything he wants. And that was the point I was making yesterday. That Krishna can do anything he wants, anytime he wants, with anyone he wants. He's aptakama, he's swarat, and he utilizes his energies. And so here one energy is mentioned. Of course, the primary spiritual energy is mentioned, which is the yogamaya potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the Vishnu Purana, you find the statement about the Lord's energies, which is really interesting. Vishnu shakti para prokta shetrakyakya tata para vidyakarma sanganya srithira shaktir ishate. That the Lord's energies are generally divided into three different categories. What is that? Vishnu Shakti Para Prakta, the Yogamaya potency, which is the Para Prakriti, the spiritual potency, Daya Mahatmanas Tumam Parta, Daivam Prakriti Mashruta, Bhajanti Nanya Manasho, Gyatva Bhutanam Avyam, which if we want to be under this Daiva Prakriti, the Yogamaya potency of the Lord, Mahatmanas tu Maham Partha, Daivam Prakriti Mashrita, we have to engage in undeviating service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Mahatmanas tu Maham Partha, Daivam Prakriti Mashrita, which Ananya, which means nothing else. This is also mentioned by Rupa Goswami in the nutshell verse of the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, which I think all of you probably know. Anya bilashata shunyam jnana karma navritam anukulyena krishnana shilam bhakti uttamam. Same thing. Anya bilashata shunyam. One has to be devoid of what? Of everything else other than Krishna consciousness, which is described by Srila Rupa Goswami as jnana karma navritam. That means desire for liberation or desire for the gross things of this world, sense gratification. And of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu further elaborates on this in Bhukti Mukti Siddhi Kam. He says, you know, sense gratification, mukti, liberation, and he gives another category. He says, siddhi, or powers, like that. So yogis, sometimes they want these powers. So, Nyabi Lashita Shunyam, Jnana Karma Navritam, and Anukulyena Krishnanu Shilanam. So, in other words, one has to be not only devoid of these things that you don't want, but one has to be engaged in devotional service according to what Krishna wants you to do, which is the hard thing. Most of us want to do what we want to do for Krishna, right? Like in Bhagavad Gita, we find Arjuna wanted to do what he wanted to do for Krishna. You know, he had so many excuses. We also have so many excuses, isn't it? You know, but. We use the word but quite a bit. Anyway. But Guru Maharaj. So, doing what Krishna wants, but also being active at it, according to Rupa Goswami, and also doing it gladly. That's the hardest part. You know, sometimes we do what Krishna wants. It's like having our arms twisted behind our back. Okay, Krishna, I'll do what you want. But doing it with a mood of devotion. And this is how we can put ourselves under Daivam Prakriti Mashrita, or the internal potency of the Supreme Subhadra, Yogamaya, internal potency. And because, getting back to the Vishnu Purana verse, Vishnu Shakti Purana, Kshetra Gyakya, because we are also transcendental, but we are also the marginal potency of the Lord. Bhaktivinoda Thakur in the Jiva Dharma describes what it means to be a marginal potency, which is interesting, that he describes the margin as the boundary between the shore and the ocean, or the shore and the river, you know, the water. And you're either wet or you're dry. So it's like that. We can either go to spirit or matter, and that's our free will to determine whether we want to go to spirit or matter. So we already gave the instruction how to go to spirit and how to go to matter. Of course, Naham Prakasha Sarvasha. And also the word Yogamaya is used there, which is quite interesting. Yogamaya Samavrita. Muda Yom Navajanati. So Bhagavad Gita describes that someone who is under the expansion of Yogamaya, which is known as Durga, is covered so that she cannot, or we cannot, or he cannot see Krishna. Krishna is not manifest as such a person. Mahatmanas tu maham partha. So then, Naham Prakasha Sarvasha Yogamaya Samapratap. So this is actually a very important point here. So Yogamaya expands herself. We also talked about this yesterday. She expands herself as the external potency of the Supreme Personality of God. And that's why Krishna, in this verse of the Gita, describes that Yogamaya covers the conditioned soul. And actually, that Yogamaya is expansion of Yogamaya, which is Mahamaya. So therefore, when we have Yogamaya being brought before Kamsa, and Kamsa tries to kill her, this is of course later on in the Krishna book, Kamsa tries to kill her, she actually manifests herself as Durga, rather than the internal potency, which is really interesting too, because Durga is a expansion of Yogamaya. Of course, the word Durga, as Prabhupada would often say, means to move with great difficulty. Also, Prabhupada described Durga as the warden of this prison house. Those were all in prison. So anyway, so she expanded herself, and then she warned Kamsa. She says, you know, the eighth child of Devaki and Vasudeva has been born elsewhere, and he's going to be the cause of your death. And then she disappeared. And of course, later on, she appeared as the as the daughter of another wife of Vasudeva, as Subhadra, and she took part in many of the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So let's see, what else did I want to say about this? Of course, another point is that you find Krishna being born or appearing in Vrindavan, and there's the statement is that Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. So later on in the pastimes, we find that Krishna apparently leaves Vrindavan, but in actuality, as described by the Acharyas, Krishna aprakata never leaves Vrindavan, but is there in his unmanifested form in Vrindavan. So we should understand that Krishna is always in Vrindavan. Krishna, Nanda, Nanda, could only appear in Vrindavan. And Krishna, as Vasudeva Krishna, appears outside of Vrindavan. So, anyway, that's all I have to say about this particular verse and purport. So any questions or comments? Maharaj, you have any questions? No? Some esoteric stuff here today.
Well, there's one proof. It appears that Krishna actually never leaves Vrindavan.
Yeah.
Because when the crow is taking Krishna back to Mathura,
yeah,
then he went into the river Jamuna.
Ah, yeah.
And then he saw Vasudeva Krishna there.
Mm.
And then he came out. And then he saw Krishna was still sitting on a chariot. And he went back and he actually saw Krishna in the... So, actually, when Krishna was... He's taking Krishna to Vrindavan, Vasudeva Krishna. Vasudeva Krishna fell into the water.
Mm.
And then, actually, it was Krishna who went to Vrindavan.
Nanda, nanda, yeah. Who went to Vrindavan, yeah.
Well, it was the forearm form that appeared first,
yeah,
went into the water.
And then Krishna. There.
And then Vasudeva Krishna merged into Krishna in Vrindavan when he appeared there.
Yes.
And then he took Vasudeva Krishna back to Mathura. So actually, Krishna was always in Vrindavan. He was there because Vasudeva transferred. He appeared within Vasudeva's mind, and he transferred her to Devaki, to Jasoda.
Yeah.
So actually, there was confirmation that Krishna never leaves Vrindavan, and Vasudeva Krishna, he does leave Vrindavan.
Yes, Vasudeva Krishna, yeah, who expands from Krishna, he leaves Vrindavan. In addition, Prabhupada commented that whenever Krishna kills the demons in Vrindavan, that's through Vasudev Krishna, because Nandanandana doesn't kill demons. That's interesting, isn't it? But it's the same person. But in how I described it yesterday, it's the same person in a different mood. It's not that we should think, you know, there's two Krishnas or anything like that. But the same person, I mean, when we're talking about any of the different avatars of Krishna, such as Kurma, Matsya, Varaha, we can understand through the words of Jayadeva Goswami that it's the same Krishna. You know, Keshavadrita, Narahari Rupa, Keshavadrita, Shukara Rupa, Keshavadrita, Ramashavira, Keshavadrita, Haradara Rupa. So there's only one Krishna, only one personality of Godhead, but he has different moods. And he's in a different mood, and that's Vasudeva Krishna when he kills the demons. Another point is that we can also prove that Krishna is there in Vrindavan by going to Vrindavan and being absorbed in service and chanting the holy names in Vrindavan. Prabhupada said you can experience the presence of Krishna there. Now, this is interesting. You will not right now see Krishna there, unless you're very fortunate. And if you're thinking you're seeing Krishna, you got some problems, just like the story in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, where when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was present visiting Vrindavan, there was a rumor, or actually not only a rumor, but people were talking about how Krishna was dancing on the heads of the Kaliya serpents at night. And what happened to be was a fisherman who was attracting fish with a lantern at night. And everybody was thinking, oh, that's Krishna dancing on the heads of the Kaliya serpent. And so many people got bewildered. And even Krishna's own, Lord Chaitanya's personal servant, Balabhadra, right? He got bewildered. And he forgot that he was with Krishna in the form of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he asked Lord Chaitanya, who was Krishna himself, can I go to see Krishna? You know, it'd be like you're with Krishna and you say, can I go to see Krishna? Wow. That's Yogamaya. For him, it was Yogamaya, of course. And then what did Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu do? Did anyone know?
He slapped him.
He said, you think in Kali Yuga Krishna's going to appear like this? And then later on, some gentleman came and explained it was a fisherman. And so many foolish people thought it was Krishna dancing on the heads of the Kali serpents. Serpent. So therefore, that's not how you're going to perceive Krishna. You're going to be able to perceive Krishna's presence. I mean, devotees make all these funny stories up about, was that Seva Kunj story? You've heard that Seva Kunj story before? It's a funny story that at night, you can't go into Seva Kunj. All the monkeys disappear because Radha and Krishna are there dancing at night. You know, maybe on manifest form, but so, you know, if I thought that was actually happening, I probably would sneak into Seva Kunj or something like that.
You say that people who go into Seva Kunj
become crazy. I mean, they make up all these rumors. Oh, yes, there was one time a devotee who hid under the bushes or something like that, and he came out crazy at night. So, you know, Krishna doesn't appear like that. I mean, sometimes the pure devotees, of course, it's described that there's stories about Raghunath Das Goswami. He was meditating on the banks of the Shamakund, and then Krishna was holding, I mean, there's some of these Goswami stories. Krishna was holding a stick. Yeah, Krishna was holding a stick to protect him from tigers, and Radharani was holding her veil to protect him from the sun. But for us, at least for us, Krishna is not manifest to our eyes, but we can experience his presence. And even more important, we can experience connection to Krishna through Krishna's pure devotees, like his divine grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. I mean, that's really much more important. And how do we connect to Prabhupada? Mahat Seva Mahur Vimuktes, by serving Srila Prabhupada. And then Krishna manifests himself in the heart, and also by the holy names. By chanting the holy name, Ridhyantaksto Yabhadrani, Vidunoti Saritsatam, isn't it? Srinvatak Swakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana. When you glorify Krishna, especially engaged in this Sankirtan, this preaching of Krishna consciousness, in your heart, Kridyantaksto Yabhadrani Vidunoti Saritsatam, Krishna manifests himself and he cleanses your heart. And our hearts in Kali Yuga are so contaminated. Prabhupada described them like pieces of coal, that if you try to cleanse them, what happens? What happens when you try to clean a piece of coal? You get dirtier. Your hands get dirty. You know, you take a piece of coal and put some soap on it. Ooh. Everything gets dirty. But Krishna is the only one capable of cleansing our hearts. Ridhyantaksto yabhadrani virunoti saritsatam. So Krishna within the heart does that. So we can actually manifest Krishna in our hearts. We can manifest, see Krishna in terms of service to Krishna's pure devotees. I mean, these are the most important things. And then in the holy Dham, then Krishna will show himself to us, maybe not visually, but we'll experience his presence. It's a prakata form. So any other questions or comments? Questions, comments, arguments, problems, issues, complaints?
Ecstasies.
Come on, someone should ask a question. No? No question. Jai Shishi Panchatattva Panchatattva Ki Jai. Okay, if there's no questions about these esoteric points, thank you very much. All glory is to His Divine Grace. A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.